Hello everyone. I'm John Overton, and this is the Verbal Equinox. Here to join me are my good friends Gladys and Gabe, and my good friend Amy Pettigrew asked me a question via Facebook. She said, "How do you be a good person still in the face of trauma?" And it's kind of neat because I came out here to sit under my favorite Japanese maple, well behind it, and I was thinking about, you know, the answer to a question, and I ran into my good friends here, who so graciously engaged me in conversation. And I'm gonna start with where we started off before I realized I should pull out the laptop. But what I believe is, you know, and luckily I guess it's a good use for my mechanical engineering degree from UT Tyler. But I've come to a simple realization that, you know, there's always an equal and opposite force. Up requires down. High voltage goes to low, heat goes to the cold, you know, over and over. And so I believe there's these two competing forces. And I think that maybe what free will is us being able to allow to choose which forces to identify with and to what degree. And of course, you know, if it's the world of opposites, then there's probably the idea of poverty and its opposite, which would be, wealth or spiritual wealth, however you determine it, I suppose. But you know, and now with that said, I'm gonna turn around and engage my dear friends because I'm here using their time and see what we can make of that. Do y'all have any input?
As far as duality?
Is it sure? Yes, absolutely.
I think that the world is undergoing a shift away from duality and to more of a recognition of a spectrum. And I think that people, as I was saying earlier, can go into one of two categories. Either their primary purpose is self, or their primary purpose is service to others.
So if I may, so in your opinion, in the current state of affairs, you have people who are absolutely giving everything they got until they have nothing left for themselves, and you have people who are absolutely welcoming it all in and just growing and doing well at the expense of the people who are taking or who are giving but not receiving back. Is that a fair way to?
I would say yes. Presently, that is.
So, would you consider that perhaps that we can, in that paradigm shift that you mentioned, could we maybe suggest that perhaps there's a middle way, a way for us to receive and give off abundance? Like if you could imagine, if you can bear with me for a minute, Gladys, if you can imagine, you know how they set the wine glasses up on a cascading tower at the fancy weddings, and then you fill up the top one, and as that overflows, it fills the ones below it. I think perhaps the shift for us.
That's not a trickle down economics.
Well, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But spiritually, could we maybe could we skip King Arthur and maybe consider that perhaps each one of us has our own Holy Grail? And the choice we really have is what to fill that with.
I would say yes, 100%.
And I choose to recognize Christ within. Other people call it vril, or a prana, or chi. But what it is recognition of the life force and your own empowerment. And I believe that this astronomically has changed to what they call the dawning of the age of the Aquarius and the end of the Piscean era.
Okay.
Therefore, Aquarius, you know, is the water bearer.
Okay.
Thus, a good analogy you set up, a good visual you set up with the cups overflowing. And interestingly, it's a pyramid shape. I believe that the government is run by very few, and that there is a vast conspiracy. That's true. And if you're interested in learning more, you should get your hands on a book called The Council of 300. And you should look into the 13 bloodlines. And you should realize that the media is controlled by six companies, six entities.
So, and I'm not endorsing or disagreeing with you either way. And I love my friends, y'all, and I don't want anyone to have any ill judgment towards my friends, despite beliefs. But let's consider, I don't want to target any particular person because I don't want to put us in a situation. Right. So, well, let's talk again about the cup being filled, right? If we all have our own individual cup, then the difference between us and a cup is that we're conscious, right? So perhaps we can choose what to be filled with. And perhaps sometimes at the higher echelons, they're able to get a hold of sometimes maybe something that's, you know, to them a little bit greedy, right? And that little bit of greed trickles down and trickles down and trickles down. And it's no real fault of their own because they're still graduating toward that greater goodness, that paradigm that you were saying would be ushered in.
Perhaps, but what I would urge you to do is look at
the Frankist, and what is the guy's name? Sabbatian Levy, I believe. It is a philosophy that's been around since the 1600s, and it is prevalent among elites.
Well, have you? And so a lot of times the philosophy is readily available to us or made by the people that own the printers, right? And so a lot of times these philosophies they are ingraining us with something. And I'm not sure, Gladys, if you're familiar with, and I'll turn it over to you, Gabe, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Stoics. But the Stoics had an ideology that basically said that the quality of a man's or a woman's life is wholly dependent on the quality of their mind. And if that's true, and we have the capability of training our mind, then can we self-graduate above these things that are limiting us from moving forward?
Yes,
I believe. But one must first have one's cup full enough to run over.
Well, and how does the cup become full?
I believe one must find the well within.
I agree with you.
And then one is not looking.
And we want that well to give forth love. Right? You want to become so full of love that everything's good for you.
And
it's overflowing. Right. And the people who bump into you are better for having bumped into you because Gladys is just so full of love. Can I give you a hug?
Sure.
I'd love to. But because Gladys is so full of love.
That's right.
For herself. Just because you love yourself so much the way that whatever created you loves you. You love yourself so much. That you're just overflowing from the top, and when good old Gabe, let me give you a hug too, brother. But when good old Gabe bumps into Gladys, his day's just a little bit brighter because she has allowed herself, a cup only sits there and allows itself to be filled. You've just sat there and allowed yourself to be filled with so much love that you could spill over and share with myself and with Gabe and with whoever might be watching us right here. And that's the Gladys that I want everybody to know, and I don't have, you could tell me that you believe anything you want about politics or anything else in the world. And Gladys, I want to have enough love that I can share with you and I don't care. And we're all growing in our own way and you're perfect. And there's nothing I can say about that.
I agree.
But back to it, you know, I don't want to, Gabe, tell us your thoughts.
I don't know what y'all are talking about, honestly.
Well, how's life been for you?
Challenging. Achievable.
Absolutely achievable.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah.
When I see you, I see a man who's achieved so much already.
Sometimes I question that.
That's okay. You know, that's really, a lot of times when you think about ego not being in its place, what does that really mean? It means that you've allowed the doubt to get greater than the idea.
Yeah, sure.
You know? And so, really, if you just believe in you, I believe in you, Gabe. If you just believe in your brother, then you allow the goal to stay bigger than the doubt, and that doubt's going to exist. It's not anything that anyone else isn't dealing with in the world. Everybody has it, and what's going to make you great is when you step beyond that doubt. And I absolutely believe that about you. There's so much in my heart. It's my pleasure to have ran into you and into you today.
You too.
I think on that note, in the duality world, you know, which we're in, 3D, you know, fear and love are the only polar opposites.
Absolutely, and it all starts inside.
Fear,
fear,
fear
and love. Fear and love. Everything And I think everyone's negative emotions come from fear of whatever. Fear of unknown, fear of success, fear of lack of success. Anything that's a negative feeling is from fear.
So you think love and fear are polar opposites?
But yes.
Absolutely. And fear is controlling and love is freeing.
Didn't Amy ask about trauma?
Right, you're absolutely right. I appreciate you so greatly for gearing me back.
Well,
don't you, she's smart.
I've had a lot of experience with that in a prior life, in another realm. And what I can say is that a book that was very helpful to me when I was going through a whole romantic trauma many years ago was called Advice from a Failure by Joe Kildare. Look it up, it's a great book. And most recently, I read a book that really allowed me to go, I just chew on it for a long time. But once I got through, I completely was able to just change my perspective. And I can do that repeatedly over and over again and change because—
Almost like you die daily. Like you just let go of the previous dreams.
Every day is a new day, and I don't care. I like it that way.
You know, so, and for me, and I just want to, because what you said is better than anything that could have come through me. It's, what you said was great. But what I really think, because I felt this a lot, is a lot of times when you're trying to come up and you're trying to get better, you're still re-identifying by the things you're surrounding yourself with constantly. And really the magic trick, and I guess, Amy, your question was you know, how do you continue to be a good person through all the struggles, basically? And I think that you just let go. Like if you took a balloon and pulled it underwater, you know, if that balloon could swim, I guess, but if you could take a balloon and pull it underwater, and if it was just able to be let go of without anything fighting against it, it would float back to the top, and it would get what it needs to survive. And so I think that a lot of times with us constantly looking back at the past about how we were struggling yesterday, we fail to pull ourselves out by just being right here in the present.
I think people tend to lose hope.
And one thing that I always remember when I'm feeling like that, sort of stuck in the mire, is that I trust with my heart 100% that I'm put on this planet for a reason. And I'm to experience things for a reason, because the scripture says that God knows how many hairs there are on my head. He knows everything, and it's important to Him. And so if I face a challenge, I think of it as a learning experience, something that I need for me to help other people, because I'm square in box number two.
That's wonderful, and that's so Christ-like of you that you feel that you've been through so many trials and tribulations, that you've amassed so much wisdom, that you're able to help everyone.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, sometimes people tend to help people to uplift their own degree.
Absolutely.
I'm just an ordinary person who's had some extraordinary experiences.
I imagine you are.
She'll work herself to death trying to help somebody believe herself.
So you just need the bottle of wine. You need that infinite bottle of wine to keep filling your cup up.
No, that's not what you need.
I did at one point to fill myself. That hole. Everybody feels a hole in themselves, and that hole becomes worse with trauma, because if you study what trauma does to the brain, you can appreciate how staying in it keeps you there, because it's like I imagine it like a record player with the grooves in it.
I can understand that. You're going to the cycle.
Okay, you keep in that cycle, and as long as you keep in that cycle, it's going to play that song.
You're absolutely right.
You scratch that bad boy across the side of it, and you get something different. You may not like it right then, but it's going to be different.
You're right.
So the book, the other book, is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Brilliant.
Well, it sounds like it's about letting go as well.
It is.
I mean, that's what it sounds like.
It's about more like if you're person who knows the 12 steps of any recovery program, it's more like having the wisdom, or the serenity prayer, having the wisdom to know the difference between what you can change and what you cannot change.
Absolutely. But the question is, do you think there's a hand that's filling that first cup that's allowing?
Yes.
And I also think that the more you have, the more difficult shit is. That's what Disappointment Panda, a character in the book, is about. You get more money, you think you want money. You get more money, you got bigger problems.
Well, maybe we just learn better ways to give it away. Maybe we gain as much as we can, so we can do as much as we can for other people, and we take care of ourselves so that we're available to continue taking care of other people.
Yeah.
You know, and that seems right.
So you're straddling box one, box two.
But it shuts me down.
So we just have to find a way to keep our cups filled. Where do we look to? And if we believe there's something greater than us, maybe we look there. And that hand can fill up our cup, and that cup can trickle down and fill the cups around it, and hopefully every cup can be full. I believe every cup can have its fill.
I believe every cup is full. You just gotta activate
it. You just have to find it in yourself.
Yeah.
You have to activate it. I don't know. I really believe...
Those cups at the bottom, though, but they're not filled.
Well, it depends. If that one's shooting, if that one on top is shooting out of itself, out of the middle, whoosh, like a gusher, they get full.
I said trickle, like the trickle down.
You gotta, it's your responsibility as a human being to manage yourself.
And with that, and I agree with you, it's our responsibility as a human being to absolutely manage ourselves and have self-control, and to allow what influences we want in, and to let go of the influences we no longer want, so we can raise to a greater degree and no longer have care for the people who are throwing, you know, their misjudgments upon us. And I love y'all. I'd love to shake your hand.
You bet.
Your pleasure.
Thanks, David.
Babe, thank you so much, brother. Amy Pettigrew, thank you so much for the engaging question. I'm John Overton, and this is the Verbal Equinox.